Hey guys, welcome back to Honor Best Behavior. I'm Mac and I'm here with
nobody. Just kidding. Hey, it's Kelly. Mac Dog, do you know what time it is?
Podcast time.
It's bad bitch o'clock. Yeah, it's thick 30.
That's not a thing.
I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. No?
No, I don't know what you're singing.
I'm singing that Lizzo song. It's about damn time.
Oh.
So I know I'm late to that party.
In a minute, I'm gonna need a
sentimental man or woman to pump me up.
Okay.
So I only knew that part from TikTok where she was like, oh, I'm gonna need two shots in my cup. But now, like, I actually listen to the words and I'm like, I think this is my jam.
Oh, my God.
Who are you on the phone with?
I was on the phone.
What are you looking at down there? What is that?
Me tang. It's just a cord.
What is that?
It's a cord for this.
Tell me what's new. What's up? What you got to talk about? It's been a minute since we did a podcast because our life has been busy. I've either been busy, tired, lazy, or working. How about you?
Yes.
Yeah. You've been doing all the same things?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something good. Tell me something about your day. Bring
a lot of
up
tests.
That energy. Oh, is it the end of the school year test?
Yeah.
How are you doing on that?
I don't know.
How are you feeling? Meh?
Yeah, meh.
Meh is a C. You feeling like you're getting C's?
No.
D's? E's?
No. A B, for
B.
sure.
B. Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Okay, well, let's get down to business since you're not very chatty about your life. You got nothing to tell me about today. Nothing about nothing. Just looking cute. You just showed up to look cute. No one can see you but me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What's been going on? So I'm going to tell you what's been going on, and you feel free to pipe in over there, Mr.
Okay.
So busy. You've probably had a lot of stories.
Okay.
So at my work, we just about finished our construction because we expanded. You know, I've been talking about that.
Yep.
And so my work took us out for happy hour, and that was a delight.
A delight.
We had a rough, last week was a rough week for you.
Yeah.
Do you remember why?
Yeah.
What was going on?
I wasn't listening.
You don't listen. You lie. And Justin thinks you don't care. So, and then remember you made Violet cry and I like snapped.
Yeah.
And then what did I tell you?
You should
talk in your mic.
Oh, you said,
Hey, I just want you to do two things.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
Okay.
You said, I don't remember what you said.
You said it was a traumatic life experience.
Yeah, you said something. You yelled at me and said, you're going to your dad's if you do it again, or something like
I
that.
I said, I'm getting to the point where you should probably start thinking about moving in with your dad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you were not happy with that. So I think that kind of helped kick you in gear a little bit, make you realize that, you know, you kind of got to earn your keep around here. Don't you think?
Yes.
Justin got super upset this week because he feels like you don't care and you don't respect him and you don't love him. Should we kick him out?
No.
Do you love him?
Yes.
Do you respect him?
Yes.
Do you care about him?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to start acting like it?
Yes.
Are you going to start acting like you love me?
I do. Oh.
Nothing? Nothing?
I don't have anything.
Nothing? Okay. Oh, I got a new dresser. Did I talk about that already?
I don't think so. No, I don't remember you talking about that.
I got a dresser, and I got it all moved in. So I got my dresser all moved in. I got a TV for Mother's Day, so I got that all set up.
Huh?
And I got all my little trinkets on there.
What's trinkets?
You know, like my like candles and,
oh, yeah, yeah,
and just my stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I have a lot of Jima's stuff that I put in there.
Yeah,
I moved
Oakley
Jima.
And, yeah.
I moved Jima and Oakley in my bedroom. So they're with me all the time. And that's been lovely. I've really been enjoying my room. I worked on it a lot. I got all of it puttied, spackled. And
when are you going to paint it?
I think, well, this
Wait,
weekend is pretty busy.
It? Have you finished, like...
I'm done with everything except for now I just have to tape and paint.
Oh.
So I've done all the spackle, all the... Not
so
filing,
this,
but
so
what's that called?
Coming up weekend?
No, I'm too busy this weekend. I'm too busy the next two weekends,
Why? What
maybe.
What are we doing this weekend?
It's a Memorial weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So I have Friday off work. Whoop, whoop.
Wow.
Whoop, whoop. So I'm going to sleep in.
Oh, my.
I have a nail and a pedi appointment. And then if it's nice out, maybe we'll go on the boat. Saturday morning, we're getting up bright and early and going to the Trader Show, my favorite.
What's the Trader Show again?
The flea market way down south that I love.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sunday, we're going to the mini state fair.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And then Monday, I don't have anything, but I'm probably just going to want to relax. Maybe if it's nice out, going on the boat with Justin, see how I feel. I'm not even going to try to paint this weekend because I have too much other stuff and I don't want to get overwhelmed. Now I got to get back on track. Okay, so the same night I got the dresser. Remember we went to Emily's for dinner?
Yep.
And the power was out?
Yeah.
So she had to come find us with her flashlight because it was like pitch dark in the hall.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. She made us mac and cheese. Homemade.
Really
so good. I had two glasses of wine. That I brought. So good.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so yes. So that's the night when this is going to trigger your memory a little bit. So that Thursday is when I got pissed at you and I said, maybe you should seriously start thinking about moving in with your dad.
Uh-huh.
And then I came home from work the next day and you had cleaned the whole house. It was sparkling.
Uh-huh.
That was amazing.
I know.
I should get mad at you more often if that's how you act. Clean the whole house.
That would only be on the weekend.
Oh, okay.
That would only be on a Friday.
It was awesome. I woke up on that Saturday and I'm like, the house is already so clean. I love it. You are a good cleaner when you try.
I know.
Okay. So then Saturday, we woke up because this is Mother's Day weekend. So I woke up. We went to Starbucks. You came with me. We went garage sailing. Mm-hmm. And I bought a bunch of book, like hardcover books to prop up my TV.
Yeah.
That looks kind of cool. I like it. Because I bought a TV stand too, but I'm going to return that. And I like the books better.
Really?
Yeah. Justin likes it better too.
I do too.
And so then we did some garage sailing. We went home. We went to the dugout with Joe and Ruthie.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
That was fun. We saw Jima's old friend, Carol.
Oh, yeah.
And Ruthie and Justin raced.
Yeah.
Who won?
Justin
by a long shot. And then you know what my favorite part of that weekend was? You singing in the car with me to all my songs. I was really impressed on how many words that you knew of all my songs.
Oh, well, I mean, every time we're in the car, listening, you sing
same
like the
songs.
Same song.
I know. Well, hey, I know you actually pay attention. So then Sunday we went out to lunch with Auntie Kate and Jay.
Yeah.
Which they took us to Acapulco and they paid for our lunch and that was so sweet.
That was really nice.
And then I came home and I took a long nap on the couch, which is one of my favorite things
you came
to do.
Home and you're like,
I'm so tired. Well, I had a margarita and I had a beer, and that just puts me right to sleep.
Really?
And a full tummy, going to bed.
Good.
And then you and Justin made me dinner.
Yeah.
And we ate on the patio. You guys made steak sandwiches and those potatoes, and it was so good. And Justin made enough steak sandwiches that I could have a leftover one the next day.
How was it?
And it was even better the next day.
It was actually even better?
Yep.
How?
I don't know. It just warmed up in that oven thing we have real good.
Maybe you were just really, really hungry for it or something.
I don't know. Sometimes things are better day two.
Yeah, I know.
It's a weird thing. And you just never know if it is going to be good or not.
True.
Monday, I had to renew my driver's license.
Oh.
In my picture in my driver's license from the last time, I hate it. It looks like a mugshot, okay?
Really?
So, because the girl's like, you can't smile. So I just look like a straight up bitch, like,
you were like,
and now this time I did smile, and
like,
no, it's like this.
Why?
My face looks so fat in the picture, so
why
I just can't
do
another picture.
Like,
cause I always feel like, do you like that better?
No,
one's better.
This one,
yeah. That's what I tried to do, but it doesn't look good.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
my normal
don't
smile.
Open up your bottom. You don't go like, it's like. Yeah, but you're right. Your face is kind of like
that.
It's just right here.
Yeah.
It's literally just here.
That's why I try to do just like
a closed lipped. You need to go like.
Closed lipped like this. That's what I try to do. But my face still looks fucking fat. Because guess what? They don't have a filter for your driver's license to thin out your face.
Yeah, I know.
That's bullshit. So anyway, that's another 4-year commitment of a shitty photo.
Oh my God.
And then I worked late. Last week, Emily and I went to see that movie. Dear God, It's Me, Margaret. So cute. I love that movie. I laughed out loud a million times.
Oh my God.
It takes place in 1970. So I was checking out all the vintage stuff. And let me tell you, I was like, oh, I like that table. Oh, I like that lamp. Oh my gosh, did you see that those plant holders? And so yeah, I was just checking out.
Oh my God.
Minus the furniture, like the actual like couches. Yeah, like it was pretty, and the TVs were terrible too.
Oh yeah, the box.
And kitchens were pretty ugly, but like, and there was no Pyrex. I didn't see any Pyrex in the movie. Actually, I was looking for it. But like, yeah.
No cereal with the Pyrex?
No shit, right?
Like,
no.
Dude.
Back then, mom stayed home and made like eggs for breakfast. You had like hot breakfast. Mm. Not donuts and
cereal.
Well, yeah, cereal.
But like cereal was still a thing back then.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a thing now. It's just more like a dinner snack for me.
Yeah. It's more like just like a snack if you're kind of hungry, but not really hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like a drink snack. It's like something that hydrates you. It's like
cereal does not hydrate you.
No, but it's like a drink.
Oh, what do you mean it's like a drink?
Because there's milk in it.
Okay,
and cereal. So you eat it and then you drink it.
Okay, got it. It's like a snack and then a drink.
Yeah,
got it.
You eat the cereal and then you drink it. You know,
you like that sugary milk at the end.
Yeah,
yeah. Sometimes so if good. It's chocolatey, that's kind of good.
Oh yeah.
It's too sugary for me. Speaking of chocolate milk, we bought these protein shakes that are amazing.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you.
They're
so
good.
I really struggle with the protein shakes because they all taste gross to me. They all taste like powdery or chalky or dry. And so Emily was telling me that she got these Fairlife protein shakes. And I'm like, you can't buy anything Fairlife because they are terrible to their livestock. They treat them like shit.
What livestock?
Like their cows and whatever they make. So I think they mostly make milk.
Huh.
But let me tell you, she was right. Those are the best protein shakes I've ever had. And I'm not going to quit buying them because they don't taste like protein shakes. It tastes like chocolate milk.
It does actually. It tastes a little like protein.
A little bit.
But like a lot of chocolate milk.
It has 26 grams of protein. I don't think I ever get that much protein in my diet a day.
Wow.
That's a lot. So I'm about it.
I don't think I do either.
Well, now you do because you've been drinking those protein shakes because you like them too.
Yeah, I drink one. I'm going to try to drink one every once a week.
So as much as I want to be anti-Fairlife, like they're
the only ones who can nail a protein shake in my mind.
I
like every single milk they have.
I know. It sucks. I don't want to like it, but
why?
It's so good
because
they're bad to their animals.
That's fine with me.
My tattoo on Thursday on my hand, my violet, which I was supposed to get like 2 weeks ago, but then my lady was sick.
Oh,
and
so
I had to reschedule. And, but no, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So shout out to my girl, Mandy. This is like my fifth tattoo I think she's done.
Actually.
And I just want to get more. I feel like the older I get, like my life's too short. So I'm just going to use my body as a canvas.
You're funny.
Do you think you want to get tattoos when you get older?
Yes.
You do?
I don't know what of.
Do you want one that says mom with a heart? No?
I don't know.
What's going to... Like, I'm going to get a...
It should have a podcast mic.
Oh, there you go.
On the side. And then, yeah, it should say your name.
I'm going to get a sunflower for Jima.
Oh.
So, like, what's your is that what your symbol is that would remind you of me when I'm not here anymore? Or you can get it when I'm still alive so I can actually see it and admire it. Okay. Finally got Justin's truck back.
Yeah, finally.
So it's nice to have that back. He was able to finally go fishing. And I just, you know, I like to go on Facebook Marketplace a lot and hunt for treasures. And it's really hard when he doesn't have his truck.
Yeah.
Because then
true.
If I find something, I'm like, it's so hard to go
no
get
trucky,
it.
Trucky.
If it doesn't fit in my little SUV, then I need him for his truck. That's one of the reasons I keep him around. So Friday, I worked in my room. We talked about that. I got that all sanded. Yeah. Sanded, that's the word, not filed or shaved. Sanded. And that there was dust everywhere. That was a lot of sanding. Remember that big, big hole? I filled that with so much spackle, and now you can't see it.
That's good.
Yep. What did you do? Did you get pissed and punch a hole in the wall? Why is that big hole from?
That, you know that net that held on my
stuffed animals? Because you guys were swinging on it?
What?
Okay, how did the hole get there?
Well, I think one of you tried to pull it out, and you pulled it out, and it, like, yanked.
That was not me.
Oh.
You guys pulled that down. You and your friends were hanging on it.
Really?
Yeah, and I came in there. I'm like, you can't hang on that.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah. You're trying to like sleep in there like it was your hammock or some shit.
Oh, yeah. I was like, do you think I would yeah. hold me?
Is it coming back to you now?
Yeah. But I never went in, like grabbed onto it and tried to get in it. I never did.
One of your friends did.
Really?
I don't know.
None of my friends did. Okay. I remember asking you if I could do it.
And I was like, no.
And I was like, okay.
You actually listened to me?
Yes, and I didn't. I actually didn't do that. I don't know how that got there unless, I don't know. I never sat in or anything. And if I would, there'd be big holes in both sides.
Yeah, I guess. Well, it's in the garbage. I mean, that's been in the garbage for a long time. I don't remember the situation.
Yeah.
Saturday was Violet's birthday. She turned 3. Aww. Little babies. Oh, she's so cute. So guess what? We had a birthday celebration for Violet. We did. She got birthday presents. She got toys. She got treats. Mm-hmm. She had a steak dinner. And then she got a whipped cream pup cup for dessert.
A whipped cream pup cup.
Pup cup.
Pup cup.
Sunday, I went for a boat ride with Justin, and I had some great ideas. So.
Oh, yeah, I heard you.
Okay,
like,
I'm going to tell you about this. I ordered the stuff.
All right.
And I got
you. Get a rope?
Yes.
Okay. You should get me a unicorn.
Nope. I just got used to, like, I got like, they're not cheap, but they're not expensive. Uh-huh. They're just the ones where like your butt, because I wanted my butt to actually like sit in the water so that you feel cool. You know, because I want it to cool me down. I don't want to just bake in the sun.
Did you just get one of the donut holes?
No, I'll show it to you after this.
Okay.
But then I got a rope so that we can tie it onto Justin's boat. And then I got a nut. And then the rafts have handles. So then you can tie the rope onto the handle.
It's a raft?
I'll show you what it looks like.
Okay.
And then I got another rope that clips onto my floaty to your floaty so that we stay together. Because Justin's going to be trolling for bass and we're just going to be trolling behind him. Getting pulled along. So I was excited about that. I got us life jackets, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not that you need one, but I sure do.
Yeah, I know you do.
But I got, like, cute, comfy ones, and it was buy one, get one free. That's why you got one.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's really all that I have. I have some fun. That's all I have for life.
Okay.
Do you have anything for life?
No, not really. No.
I have a rapid fire would you rather.
All right.
And then I have some questions.
I'm ready.
Okay. What do you want to start with?
The questions.
Okay. So we'll do questions, rapid fire, would you rather. You have a would you rather. I have a joke.
You have a joke.
I have a public service announcement first.
What?
A public service announcement.
All right, let's go.
If you love somebody, support them. Listen to their podcast. Like their posts. Share their information. I just feel like a lot of people who are supposed to be supportive of other people aren't. So if there's somebody that you really love and support, like, make sure you're there for them. Make sure you're supporting what they're doing, what they love, and it should go both ways. So just want to throw that out there. It was a public service announcement, not a Mackie service announcement. So, but you should listen to the podcast since it's your podcast.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. And all your friends. If you're a Mac all Dog friend, start listening to the podcast, all episodes. Motherfuckers. Okay.
I'm pretty sure all of my friends do. But
I know.
Okay.
I know. That's because all your friends think I'm the coolest mom.
Yeah.
That's true. I am. Okay. All right. Questions. Are you ready for this?
Not really.
Get on top of it. Because I didn't pre-read any of these to you, so you don't even know what's coming.
But it's fine.
Okay. No.
I don't know.
Don't overthink. Don't overthink. And
lettuce.
No one's going to hold you accountable.
Lettuce.
Just when you're, you know, in 20 years when you listen back to this podcast, you'll be like, oh my gosh, why did I say that? All right. Probably. If you could buy any type of food right now, what would you buy? What are you hungry
Flake
for?
Flake bars.
Flake bars. I did order those. But but they're coming from Europe, so it takes a long time for them to get here. What color is your toothbrush?
Like the bristles?
Whatever you want to tell me.
Well, the bristles are blue, red, and white, and it's black and white.
Okay. If you could be any animal, what would it be and why? That was you.
That was me, yeah. No, it wasn't.
Oh, maybe it was me.
Well, to be any animal? That's hard.
Why?
I don't know.
Why don't you know what you want to be, bruh?
I don't know, man. Okay. I'd probably be a cheetah just because I'm fast.
Because then you could be fast. Ooh.
Yeah, or a gorilla because they're strong. But
I can't tell you on the podcast, but I'll tell you after this.
Is it something bad?
No, it's something good, but it's a surprise. All right, you keep talking. I have to
All right, well,
type this.
I would either be A gorilla or a cheetah? Yeah, probably.
Why would you want to be a gorilla?
They're strong. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's probably what I'd be.
All right, let me see here.
What's the next
question? Next question. What is one of the things that you want to put on your bucket list? Do you know what a bucket list is?
I have no idea. There's nothing that I'm committed to.
Skydiving? Don't you really want to go skydiving?
Yeah,
I feel like that's...
do that.
What's on my... So my bucket list is Alaska. I want to go to Alaska. And I want to go to Banff.
Banff?
Yep.
Banff.
Let me know. I'm typing.
Hey, you're giving it away.
Hey. So that's your bucket list is just the
skydiving? Oh, I saw what it is.
You did not.
Yeah, I didn't. I really want to know now. Holy crap.
Gosh, that's a strong vibration. I should put that on my lap. Okay.
I get vibrations and I never hear them. Like, I feel
them
or anything.
I got them good vibrations. Who is your favorite superhero? Dumb. You know what? I don't like superheroes.
Yeah,
all right. Who do you admire the most?
You.
Why?
Because you're my mommy and I love you the most.
Because I'm smart.
Yes.
And I'm a hard worker.
I'm not.
And I'm beautiful.
I'm not going to be mean to you, but.
I'm not that beautiful or smart?
No.
Okay.
You are, yes.
You said you're not going to be mean to me, what? But.
Justin's a little smarter than you.
That's fine. He is smarter than me, but I'm not dumb.
Yeah, you're not dumb.
So is Justin who you admire more than me?
No, I admire you more.
Okay. What's okay, go ahead.
He understands me more than...
I don't think he does.
No, you understand me more than he understands me.
That's true.
So, yeah.
What do you admire the most about me? Like, what's one of my qualities that you...
You're funny.
Like? Justin's funnier than me.
Yeah, but when it's just me and you, it's way funnier.
Okay.
More funny.
Got it. You like our special moments?
Yes.
What is your favorite summer activity?
I don't really have one. Just going outside.
Just sitting out there?
No.
Playing
doing
like
anything. I don't know.
You guys play tag. You built a swing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else you guys do. So you play in the water.
Yeah.
You go to the river.
Yeah. Just basically anything.
Anything
outside.
You go to the pool.
Yeah.
You
I
don't
do
have
a lot.
One, you don't like it's not one
There's
thing
not
you
like. One thing I mainly like.
Okay.
It's always just
All right. You don't know enough about I'm gonna ask you this question, but I think you're gonna say pass. If a movie was made of your life, who would play you?
Oh, I'm passing that.
Okay.
That one's really hard.
If you could be any flavor ice cream, what flavor would you be?
Well, to be honest,
I would be bubblegum because then no one would want to eat me. If you're ice cream people, just eat
everyone
you.
Everyone would, honestly.
Or maybe I'd want to be chocolate.
I think I'd be chocolate chip.
You want people to eat you?
Yes.
Okay. Who is your favorite cartoon character?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Huh.
Do.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Here. Nah, Canada to Rose's bum ass.
You would? I thought you didn't want to go meet him.
No, I did. What?
I thought
yes,
you guys said
to.
That you don't want to.
Yes. What? I never said
Do I have to worry about you, like, running
no.
away and I can't find you because
really?
You're... I'm just asking.
No, I wanted to go see him. I don't know where you heard. I don't want to go over there.
Oh, I thought one time I asked you, like, do you guys ever want to, like, meet and hang out? And you said no because we would just want to play video games anyway. And we can do that from far away.
Oh, no. That's probably not true.
I think it'd be badass to go see him. He lives on, like, a farm with animals.
Yeah.
Which is like my dream in Canada. All of that sounds amazing to me.
Yeah, I know.
What is your dream job?
I don't have one.
If you could do anything,
oh, yeah,
and
my
you
own
just
company.
Were a master. Oh, yeah, you want to be. That's right. You want to cure disease. Are you a morning person or a night person?
Night.
Definitely. You don't even see the morning on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
What is your favorite hobby?
Video game.
MacDog 3891.
Video games are RC cars. Because I do really like driving
I know you
want to
get your RC
mine's
car
broken. I need a freaking by the par.
What annoys you the most?
When people, when you ask them and they're like, you know, when you're like talking and you like ask them why and like, they like say something. I don't know. What is it again? Oh yeah. When you ask them and they're like, I don't know. I don't remember how to, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like when you say something, they're like, cause I said so.
Oh, they don't give you like a real reason.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's not a real reason. That pisses me off.
What is the strangest thing you've ever ate?
I don't know. There's nothing strange I've eaten.
What is your favorite thing about someone in your family?
What's the what?
What is your favorite thing about someone in your family?
My favorite thing about something?
Someone in your family.
That's hard as well.
Okay.
I'm not sure. There's probably so many things.
Okay. What is one of your weird quirks?
What does quirks mean?
Like when you make weird noises all the time.
Oh, everything I make.
That's your quirk. Describe yourself in 3 words.
We already did that.
Okay. Motherfucking awesome.
Yeah.
If you could trade lives with anyone for a day, who would it be?
Don't know. That would be weird.
You love your life?
Yeah.
If you could talk in your sleep, what would you say?
I don't know. That's weird. I don't know.
What is the first thing you do when you get up in the morning or afternoon?
Put on clothes.
What is your favorite movie?
Don't have one no more.
What is your favorite joke?
What? No, I've never had one.
I tell so many jokes. None of them have been your favorite.
I don't have favorite jokes. Okay. I don't favorite any jokes.
You know what my favorite joke is?
Huh.
Your face.
Wow, that's so funny.
What would you do on Mars for fun?
Mars. Is there zero gravity?
I don't know. I've never been there.
I don't know. That's hard as well. What are these questions? Mm-hmm.
If you could get yourself anything, what would you get?
Money.
Where is... this weekend you had this great idea when I was like talking about... Oh, because we saw houses on the river. And you're like, we should get a house on the river. And I'm like, oh, it's really expensive. And you're like, wouldn't it be badass if my superpower was, this is what I want today. Blink. And then I just either had that much money or we got it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you should
I could get whatever I wanted once a day.
Yeah, you need to get that going.
I know, but that's impossible. I can't just be power. I wish powers were real. That would be mine.
Where is the worst place to get stuck?
I don't know.
I think anywhere on the side of the road.
Probably.
I just want to get home. You don't play fussy with me, you weirdo. What would you do with your 15 minutes of fame? So if you got famous for like a very short period of time, what would you do with your fame?
I don't know. Nothing.
Okay. Nothing. Or what would you do for... What would you want to be famous for? Like, what would you want to get quick famous for? Maybe I asked that wrong.
I have no idea.
Where would you go if you could be invisible?
Oopsie. Probably... What was the question again?
Where would you go if you were invincible? Invisible.
Invisible, you mean?
Yeah, invisible.
I would not go anywhere. I would just scare the shit out of people.
What is the one thing you own that you wish you didn't?
I don't know.
Describe the perfect kiss in 3 words.
Zero idea.
I just wanted to see your face and it was priceless. Oh. What is your biggest addiction?
Video games.
No way.
Really? That is not my...
Where did you get that?
What? What?
Where did you get that nail? You're so weird. Ouch.
I shoved it up there for later. Ouch.
Okay, are you ready for the rapid fire? Would you rather?
One.
I know. Okay, ready? Rapid fire. Would you rather?
Yeah.
Would you rather have no internet or no TV?
No TV.
Would you rather teleport or read minds?
Teleporty.
Would you rather have dry eyes or a runny nose?
Runny nose.
Would you rather be always tired or always hungry?
always hungry.
Would you rather go skydiving or scuba diving?
Skydiving.
Would you rather visit Paris or visit Africa?
Visit Africa.
Would you rather go skiing or water skiing?
Water skiing.
Would you rather break a leg?
Nah, skiing.
Okay. Would you rather break a leg or break an arm?
Break a leg. Actually, an arm.
Would you rather lose your sight or lose your hearing?
Lose your hearing.
Okay. What's your would you rather from me?
All right. I got you. Give me a second. I need to find it. All right. Would you rather go to an interview with food in your teeth or have bad breath on your first date?
I'd rather have bad breath on my first date, because if they don't like me for that, then they're not the kind of person I want to be with. What's yours? Would you rather? Would you rather?
The one you picked.
Me too. Okay. All right, want to hear a funny joke?
Yeah.
Where are pencils made?
From trees.
Pennsylvania!
My God.
Thank you for listening to On Our Best Behavior. We'll be back. You know, it's summertime, so sometimes we get busy, and sometimes we live our life, and sometimes we got nothing going on. So we might be a little intermittent in the summertime, but feel free to send all your questions, inquiries to us. You can find us on social media, and you can email us. And, yeah. Whatever. We're an open book. Whatever you want to hear or do, we got you. Till next time. Bye.
Bye.